from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think, you know, we've said it all year now. It's like kind of, we're just waiting for it all to kind of click. And, you know, we had a great series here, this weekend, and you know, hopefully we, you know, come back after the break, take some days off, kind of regenerate, and you know, hit the ground rolling.
Regenerate, recuperate, hang out. Chris Sale there talking about.
Will it?
Will what?
Click.
No, the offense isn't going to click. I mean, some of these guys can definitely hit better. There's no doubt about that. But like, they're just parts of the lineup right now that aren't going to be consistently good. I mean, I think it's okay to say that about the bottom part of the lineup. Like, you're really happy when you get a 2-home run day from Darno, or like the weekend that Duvall had. Duvall had a really solid weekend, but I'm not counting on Adam Duvall to do that consistently for the remainder of the season.
We know that.
I mean, you go to the bottom of the lineup right now is Travis Darno, Eddie Rosario, Adam Duvall, Orlando Arcia, and Eli White pinch ran at one point during the game. Like, that's just four straight at bats where you're just kind of rolling the dice. So that part of it isn't going to, it will here and there, like it has, but it's not going to consistently. I still think when you get Harris back, and whether you put him at 9, I don't know that they'll do that. You find a spot for him maybe at 2 behind Kelnick, whatever. But if you go Kelnick, Harris, Riley, Olsen, Ozuna, Albies, Murphy, it's pretty easy to find one more trade bat to put in that lineup. Then that's a legit, then it's a real lineup, I think, at that
point. So you would put Michael at 2?
Oh, I don't know. I was just putting him in there. Okay. I was just putting him in there when he gets back.
Right.
Because I don't think you'll lead him. You don't lead him off, probably.
No, you'll probably keep
Kelnick at leadoff as good
Kelnick
as he's been.
Well.
Yeah, I think he's probably earned that for the rest of the year. But, yeah, no, those guys aren't going to click. The pitchers have. The pitchers have been incredible.
Yeah.
And that's why on Saturday, Max Fried got added to the All-Star game. You know, when we found out that Lopez and Sale were going.
Good job, Max.
Happy. Just kind of wondered, Freed's been pretty good too. Like, he's been almost as good as those guys outside of some of his first starts at the beginning of the year. So good that he's out there as well. Look, Chris Sale won his 13th game yesterday.
Crazy, eh?
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
He's never won 20 games in his career before.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, this guy might win 25 games this year.
That's one of those things where, is it overrated now?
Well, it just, you know, you don't pitch complete games and you get bad luck and all that kind of stuff. But
I just don't understand why this has been... Why something like wins has been so replaced. Like,
I mean, you do, though, because it's not entirely up to you. Like, Chris Sale last time out, was it last time? It was Max Fried last time out. He gave up one run and pitched great, but the team scored 0.
No, we understand all that part, but I'm saying, like, he won 20 games. Oh, okay. Like, that was a big thing
before. It was.
Yeah, but now it's just like,
And then people were like, sometimes guys win. But that's the thing. Like, you don't. To me, 20 games still matters a lot because, first of all, you have to pitch long enough in these games to get decisions anyway, which
Correct.
Doesn't always happen. But you don't see a lot of like bad pitchers winning 20 games.
No.
You know? Like there'll be fluky stuff that happens. But you don't see a lot of bad pitchers.
What happened here, right?
Who?
Didn't one of our young pitchers win 20 games?
Oh, who was that? Kyle Wright?
Kyle Wright.
2 years ago?
Wait,
he won 20 games,
oh,
didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, I think it was Kyle.
He wasn't bad. He was great that year.
Yeah, he was.
And he just been hurt.
Yeah. Where's old Kyle?
Probably Chicago. Oh. I have no idea. I don't know where he is. All these guys ended up in Chicago. Soroka's in Chicago. Tukey's in Chicago.
Tukey!
Strider won 20 last year. But that's a good example of it. Yeah. Like, he was really good.
Yeah.
You don't win that many if you're not good. You can get lucky and win, like, 10 if you have a really good offense and you pitch a lot of innings.
Remember Tukey's electric stuff?
Tukey does have electric stuff.
Electric stuff.
He just, what's the opposite of electric? Power outage?
Yeah.
He just has no control.
Yeah. Tukey has electric stuff.
He does, man. Like, Tukey's arm's crazy.
I didn't say it wasn't. I just always love when you say that.
Yeah. Electric. Well, that's what you say about a guy who has, yeah, a lot of question marks.
Electric stuff.
All these guys had electric stuff, and then they were like, oh. He can't throw strikes.
In the strike zone.
Yeah, when he throws, remember Tukey would have those random starts like every 3 months where he'd strike 11 guys out? They'd be like, damn, look at that. That's crazy.
Electric.
But then he'd come out and walk 8 guys the next time and be out of there in the third inning.
I think you can go get him now.
I loved watching that guy pitch when he was on, but it just wasn't very often.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.